Jazz 91.9 FM, WCLK, also online at WCLK.com. We're the Jazz of the City, and I tell you, it's such an honor and a pleasure whenever I can have special guests here in the Jazz Kitchen with me, and we are going to be talking about something really great that's going on here on May 4th, and it happens each and every single year. Welcome, my pleasure, the Honorable Judge Brenda Cole. Now, before I let her talk, let me run down Judge Brenda Cole because she's got some things underneath her belt. She is a member of the Council of State Judges, also a member of Lynx Incorporated, the Dogwood Chapter, and Atlanta's Women Foundation. And Judge Cole is also the founder of the Clark Atlanta University Guild. It's an organization that provides scholarships for arts and humanities students right here at Clark Atlanta University. Good afternoon, Judge Cole. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon.
So glad to have you here with me for a number of reasons. But first, let's talk about you and Clark Atlanta University and your connection with this wonderful institution.
Well, first of all, I am a graduate of Atlanta University. I received my master's in library science from Atlanta University. Of course, one of the legacy institutions for Clark Atlanta University. And most importantly for the Guild, I was at that time the wife of the president of Clark Atlanta University, Dr. Thomas Winston Cole, Jr.
So you are just connected to this institution in so many ways. I tell you, it's in your heart. I can tell we have a place.
Absolutely. And I have several family members who are graduates, including my sister, three of my sisters-in-law are graduates.
Well, there you go. So. And that's how it is here at Clark Atlanta
University.
Oh,
I forgot my son. Oh, he would kill me.
You can't forget him. Can't forget him. And I tell you, it's a family affair here at Clark Atlanta University. Want to talk about the Guild. I'm excited about this year's concert. We're going to get into that in just a minute. But 20 years, is that how long the Guild has been functioning?
Absolutely. And it's such an exciting anniversary. I never dreamed that the organization that I founded and the event that we started 20 years ago is still alive and well.
That's right. Well, let's talk about that. How did you even start the Guild? Where did that idea just bloom from?
Well, there was a young woman who sang in the Philharmonic Society, and she had a gorgeous voice. Mm. And in fact, she was selected to sing at my husband's inauguration. And I was just blown away by her voice. And then the next year I asked about her because I didn't see her performing with the Guild, with the Philharmonic. And so I asked about her and learned that she had to drop out of school because she couldn't afford to come back. And I said then, there really needs to be a recognition of the importance of the students who perform, who are really ambassadors for the university, who need financial help to stay in school, and yet there was nothing available unless you were really maybe in the sciences or an A student, couldn't get scholarship help. So that was one reason that I wanted to find some organization that would help these students.
Wow. And I know that had to have touched you to hear that she wasn't able to go back just for finances. With all that talent, she should be able to really just
absolutely
go to the
and
top.
And as a footnote, she eventually did come back, did graduate, and was a productive member of society.
Good.
But the other reason is I wanted an organization. There was not an organization of women to support the university, and so I was interested in that also.
Wow. Wow. Now, what do you think is one of the greatest accomplishments of the Guild? I know that there are many, but what would you say has been one of the greatest accomplishments that they've done? Because apparently it is a community organization, and that's what's important to you all.
Yes, the Guild, and let me just mention the current Guild president, Audrey Johnson, and the current officers of the Guild, they are the reason that has kept this organization strong and moving forward. But the greatest contribution would be the scholarships for the students and the many, many students that have been helped over a 20-year period to get an education.
Wow. As they say, you know, once you get that education, no one can ever take it from you. So that's a wonderful thing. The Guild is just really making a difference in so many people's lives. And let's talk about this concert, because when I heard that this gentleman was coming to town, courtesy of the Clark Atlanta University and, you know, the Guild, wow, you guys have a name of all names, Mr. Ramsey Lewis. Let's talk about this gentleman and why he was selected for this year's show.
Well, he's a genius and really an iconic figure, and any jazz lover would recognize him. And so we have had a history over the years. Our first Jazz Under the Stars performer was Nancy Wilson. So we have had a history through the years of bringing the best and just wonderful jazz artists to this community. I wanted to mention the assistance of the development office at Clark Atlanta University from the very beginning. My husband, the president then, allowed me to tap into the development group, and through the years they have been so dynamic in reaching out and helping. And the community support has been phenomenal, and the support of the sponsors. So I had to get that plug in.
That's right. It cannot be done. And we try to stress that so much, I think, in so many different aspects of life. A lot of things really can't be done without the support of others.
Right.
So good, good. Now let's talk about who you've got coming up, because you mentioned the first show was with Nancy Wilson.
Yes.
Now Ramsey Lewis. So you guys are at the top of the tier when it comes to talent. Who do you have coming up, or who do you have planned for some of the upcoming Jazz Under the Stars?
Well, actually, we haven't selected the artist for next year, but we just try to grow and grow some of the artists through the years. Rochelle Farrell was here last year. And actually, when we first started the fundraiser, it wasn't Under the Stars. It was, we had Rock Dutton came and did an evening of Shakespeare. And then the only other artist that came, we had it at Symphony Hall. And one of my favorites, whose name I am dropping right now.
Not Winton.
Roberta Flack.
Oh.
Yeah, we had Winton Marsalis right under the stars.
I thought so.
And the beauty of these artists, they are so down to earth, and they work with our students. Yeah. They come in and have workshops with them. We even had Winton Marsalis performing at the president's home with students. The students were performing, and then he just jammed with them. Mm-hmm. So it's just been an exciting time. And although my husband is no longer here, Dr. Carlton Brown is the president, and they've had other presidents. But the support for the Guild, the support for the students has just been strong, and I am very appreciative. Mm-hmm. I cannot claim credit because, of course, I have moved on, but my heart is still with the Guild, and I'm now a functioning member rather than just paying money. I'm actually participating this year.
All right. So you're doing so much. You've done so much. The Guild is really here because of you. So we thank you so much. And as you said, though certain positions have changed, the support is still there as it always has been. And that's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Most certainly is. Now, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Jazz Under the Stars featuring Ramsey Lewis, it's going to be on Saturday, May 4th. Mark your calendars down, because, again, it's Ramsey Lewis along with these wonderful students. And I can only imagine the energy that they're going to get from one another. Showtime is at 7 p.m. at the CAU Harkness Hall Quadrangle. Seating begins at 6 p.m. Make sure that you get there early, because the concert is going to take place rain or shine. And proceeds from the concert will provide scholarships, That's right. Scholarships and funding to CAU students in the Performing Arts Center. Want to give them a phone number for ticket information. Call 404-880-8136. That's right. Judge Cole said you got to be there, right?
Absolutely have to be there. And two other performing groups that I must mention are our own students, the Jazz Orchestra, and, of course, Mr. Patterson has been here the whole 20-year period, and we're excited to be honoring him, and also the Philharmonic, an excellent group, and you will miss a treat if you don't hear all of our performing artists.
That's right, and I have to say, for Ramsey Lewis to be here, you already know that the students are going to put on such a show. As I said, there's going to be a lot of feeding off of one another.
Absolutely.
So make sure that you don't miss this again. The proceeds are going right back to the students who really deserve it. With all the talent that they have, we have to help nurture that. So once again, Saturday, May 4th, 7 p.m. Seating begins at 6 p.m. at the Harkness Hall Quadrangle. The phone number, 404-880-8136. Jazz Under the Stars. Judge Cole, thank you so much for spending some time with me and with us.
Thank you, Nicole.